Well, hello there. This should be my last video of the weekend. Everybody cheer, please. And in case you're wondering, I got my emergency message. The only trouble is, of course, I was away from the phone at the time. But according to the newspaper or whatever, lots of people didn't get it. In fact, 3 people in my family didn't get the message. So I guess it has a few teething problems. Speaking of teething problems, here's a femon for you. Now, this femon just loves to show off her curves. They weren't called curves in my day. And of course, she thinks her best assets is her 44HH boobs. If you kind of notice, fellas, a lot of femons are always telling you what size their breasts are. Now, let's switch that around. Let's say a guy is in a club somewhere and he goes up to a femon and says, "Hello, babe. I got a 10-inch dick with a goddamn 4.5-inch circumference." So I wonder how many femons he'd have to tell that to before the police would arrive. Once again, the double standards. But this femon is a model. Yeah, right. Actually, she's a model on OnlyFans. And of course, you see in the papers all the time how much these femons are making on OnlyFans. I don't believe it. I think most of them are making bugger all. And of course, this femon here is very proud of the size of her breasts. She's told you they're 44HH. The only trouble is, of course, she has a body XXLLL to go with it. And I wonder if she realizes how much pressure she's putting on her heart right about now. And that's without doing any exercises at all. Of course, the media's helped push these femons, so they should also be held accountable. For me, this is far too much femon. But unfortunately, this seems to be the trend. A lot of femons are overweight or obese nowadays. And I don't think men have changed. There's the odd man that likes it. Most do not. It's just because the femons become more lazy, if that's possible. Oh yes, this femon also says she likes to wear tight clothes. Well, I should think anything she puts on would be tight. So why do so many femons go on OnlyFans? Because it doesn't take much effort, does it? You're at home. You just go to the bedroom, lay on the bed, and take a few shots or videos. I don't know whether anybody's seen my OnlyFans sort of page. Well, actually, I'm just practicing at it to see if I'll be any good at it. I mean, it takes a lot of work, right? I haven't started using the kitchen utensils as yet. It would be great if a real doctor actually went on her OnlyFans page and told her all the real health risks she was putting her body in by being that big. Of course, the femons today don't listen to anybody because they're all empowered. Actually, they're delusional. And unfortunately, they'll be deceased way before their time. This one, probably even before the wall hits. Although, maybe not. I saw it in the background just a minute ago. Actually, I myself went with a femon in Canada with very large boobies. But she wasn't all over large. And I'll be honest, they just kind of got in the way. A lot of femons can't seem to understand that when a man finds out she has an OnlyFans account, they won't date her. Well, the reason is because it means you don't have any morals, honey. And because you don't really understand that, that must mean you're living in your own little bubble in Disneyland. And that's another reason he's not going to date you. You know, I was wondering what may be the calorie intake of a person like that per day. You guys got any idea? Anyway, guys, link to the story down below. Hey, I'll catch you some other time. Take it easy.